Good morning. It's Medicine Ball Caravan time here on Public Radio, KRVS, Lafayette Lake Charles. I'm Cecil Doyle. Fiddler Michael Duse will be paying us a visit in just a few minutes. Beau Soleil will be performing in Lafayette this Saturday evening at the Feed and Seed, kicking off at about 8 o'clock, kind of coinciding with the wrap-up of Art Walk this Saturday. We'll be talking to Michael about the brand-new album from Bamako to Karen Crow and, you know, what they've been doing lately. We're going to start the program with a track from the most recent album by New Orleans singer-songwriter Chris Smither. We'll go back to his $100 Valentine album from last year. Listen to a track from that. But we begin with the trio out of Indiana, Hound Mouth. Matt Myers, Zach Appleby, and Katie Tupin have a new release called From the Hills Below the City. It's out on Rough Trade Records. This is the opening tune, On the Road. New Hound Mouth kicks off this caravan.
Life, he lives on that edge and it cuts like a knife through the funny bone of his own little slice of life. Funny ain't a joke to him. It's the heart and soul of all he'll be. From the small realized to the big surprise, it isn't funny till it happens to me. Oh yeah. Sounds like it's bound to fall short in the long run. It's just the Holy Ghost and the Holy Grail. That ain't a lot to keep you out of jail. I never thought what they taught you in school would have made you the strong one. What about the here? What about the now? Who's pitching for the great I am? Okay, not so great. But it's never too late to take a stand. To say I'm here, I belong. I don't have to prove anything to anyone. And if I don't want to move, I don't have to. What does that say to you? I got my star clothes on. They made of starry stuff. So am I, boy. That should be enough to tell you where I came from. I'm going to tell you where I came from and where I'm going to.
Good old New Orleans buddy Chris Smither there with On the Edge from his album from 2012, $100 Valentine. And before that, the group out of, where are they from? Yeah, out of Indiana, the group Houndmouth with On the Road. I guess no reference to Jack Kerouac there. From the Hills Below the City is the new album by Houndmouth. It's 8 minutes past the hour. Weather for the listening area, about a 30% chance of showers. It's summertime. You know how that goes. High today of about 92 degrees, partly cloudy this evening, a low of 73. And we do it again tomorrow, about a 30% chance of rain with a high of around 90. Currently it's 86 here on the campus of UL Lafayette. With me in the studio, I've got our good friend Michael Duce, a renowned fiddler, songwriter, member of the band Beau Soleil, multi-Grammy winner. What else can I say? Recipient of the National Heritage Fellowship, the NEA Award, the highest honor that a United States folk artist could achieve, and he's here in the studio because Beau Soleil is playing this weekend. Rare appearance, Beau Soleil in Lafayette. They'll be playing at the Feed and Seed Saturday night, right after Art Walk, and they've got a brand new album that we haven't had Michael on since its release, From Bamako to Karen Crow. Morning, Michael.
Morning, Cecil. Good to see you.
Yeah, man, it's been a while. Now, it's been a few months since, a couple of months or so since From Bamako to Karen Crow has been out, or as Bill Bolins would say, From Bamako to Karen Crow. But, you know, a great title. What sort of brought that on?
Well, a number of things. All Louisiana-rated, really. Back in after Katrina, or we called it Katrina Carita, we played a benefit in upstate New York, and I had to put together a band, and I had Nick Forrester on guitar and Richard Eggleston on cello and John Sebastian on guitar. And so this guy was hovering around playing a trombone, and we playing this stuff. He said, "Man, can I sit in with you?" I said, "Sure." And he wouldn't get up. Mm-hmm. Well, it was Roswell Rudd. And those of you who don't know Roswell, he's an amazing musician. He's a jazz musician, folk musician, teacher, played with Sonny Stitt, Charlie Parker, Monk, the whole bit. Billy and Tommy knew about it, but I didn't know about him, so we became really good friends. So to make a long story short, we started talking about music. He said, this music reminds me of Mali. He just got back from Mali or something. And he wrote a song called Bamako, which is the capital of Mali. And it just so happens that people know what Bamako is because of the revolution over there, the Al-Qaeda there, and they're trying to destroy the people, the folk, and the music from there. I mean, Ali Farkatura was a friend of mine. I played with him for like 30 years ago in France. So, I mean, I knew a little bit about Mali. So it was an idea to bring those roots back. Also, a lot of people from Louisiana come from Mali or Benin or what it was before. And, of course, Karen Crow, well, we know where that is. Yeah. That's it was a tale by George Washington Cable, he wrote about in the 1880s. He did a survey of Louisiana. He wrote a lot about New Orleans. He wrote about Congo Square, and he came out to the prairies. And one of the things that he mentions is an Acadian house already built being rolled across the prairies on logs, cypress logs pulled by oxen. So the story involves sort of like it's a pretty bad, lame story, but it was the idea about it sort of like a triangle. So I just changed it, and it's kind of a murder.
About a triangle, you said?
A triangle relationship.
Wow. Yeah. And of course, you can put the bastreng in there.
That's right. And somebody dies. Oh. Which is good. So that's the title. It just shows you, you know, how vast our music is, how vast the relationships are, how vast it goes, the influence. It's just not – I mean, you can listen to a song by your next-door neighbor, you know, and understand it and really dig it. Or you can listen to Edius Nakia singing songs about kings and queens that he has no idea about. And it just goes on and on. And so this album kind of – it has tentacles out to the world, but it all comes right back here.
That's the great description, tentacles out to the world, because, yeah, I hear all sorts of things on it. Of course, Bosley is famous for doing that, stretching the boundaries that the music has places the music has never been before. And, yeah, there's bits of course, there's your traditional Cajun songs here, but also some nice covers of blues standards. And, I've been playing a lot of that great instrumental, Bamako, that tune
itself.
That's great. And also, I've been reading, where was it, Rolling Stone? What's the guy from Rolling Stone that's always a jazz fest?
David Frick.
David Frick, kind of mentioning a little bit of It's a Beautiful Day. He was hearing It's a Beautiful Day in it. I said, well, he's probably listening to that Bamako song because that's where I hear it for sure. But when was this recorded exactly?
Well, recorded, this is Dockside, thanks to Steve and Wish. I mean, we couldn't have done it. I mean, it's a whole different – I think this is our 25th record, and we were probably on 15 labels. Uh-huh. So we're with Compass, which is Gary and Allison Brown out of Nashville. So it was a whole different thing. So it's a whole different process about doing a record now. I mean, you can do it digitally. I mean, you know, it's a whole different world. So, but this was good. We did it old time. We recorded it outside in 4 days and had a great time doing it. We had some guests, Jesse Leger and Corey Leday and Don Vappi and us.
Yeah, that's what I say. Now that you don't have a regular accordion player, you have different guests on the album.
That's right.
Now, what does Beausoleil do for live things? Do you have guest accordionists? Sometimes.
I play accordion.
You do? I've never seen you with one of squeeze box in your
hand. It's not like my favorite instrument. Yeah, I mean, I've recorded stuff on solo albums, and I did the soundtrack to Billy's Air back in 86 on accordion.
Okay.
I play accordion only because Amadei Ardoin played accordion. And, of course, Marc Savoie. So those are the only two people I listen to. So. If I can glean anything from those two, it'll be, you know.
Well, we were talking about the Jesse Leger song, and the first track from the album, the Port Arthur Two-Step, is the one that starts the album. Anything we want to say about this before we slap this on?
I put that on. I mean, to me, it's always that was our sound check song.
That's what it says on the album, that this is the sound check. And you've never recorded it before?
For about the past 20 years.
Unbelievable. So it's about time.
So we should know it. In fact, we recorded that here. And they filmed that at KRVS when we had that week, you know, with the Tommy Como deal. And
right.
I think they erased it. We were looking for it. But actually, they taped and we recorded here. I don't know what happened in recording. But anyway, this is a good version.
Well, we'll check it out. This is, again, the Port Arthur Two-Step, the opening track from Bamako to Karen Crow, the latest from Beausoleil avec Michael Doucet.
Thank you.
route. Oui, t'y fais, c'est toi là seulement j'aimerais. Et t'y fais, mais tu sais la moi. Mais quand t'y n'aimerais pas pour me joindre notre porte.
Yeah, Jesse Leger along with Beau Soleil avec Michael Doucet and the Port Arthur Two-Step. From Bamako to Karen Crow is the latest from Beau Soleil, and again, they'll be performing a special, a rare Lafayette concert this Saturday night at the Feed and Seed, and bringing into the studio Todd Mouton, who is, of course, part of the Live in Louisiana series, or Live in Louisiana series, however you want to refer to it. But yeah, well, welcome, Todd.
Yeah, we're it's great to be here, Cecil, and it's great to be working with Beau Soleil again. We've had a lot of fun experiences over the years. This is such a great band, and Feed and Seed was kicking last night with Lil Band of Gold and Carol Fran, and so it's kind of a good week for music over there. If folks haven't been, you know, there's lots of free parking around the venue. It's literally across the tracks from Grant Street, and it's a great, you know, it's an old tin, you know, high ceiling, tin and wood, wooden dance floor, low stage, great venue. And so we're doing a show Saturday night at 8. It's really a dance, like a 270-degree dance floor. The stage will be in the middle of the room, kind of. Mm-hmm. And, you know.
In the round.
it's in the three-quarter round, exactly.
In the three-quarter round.
And we're really excited about it. And it's, you know, definitely dress comfortably. We'll have all the fans on and the big door open and everything.
And the fans will be on, too.
Yeah, the fans will be there and they'll be turned on. And but it'll be a great night of music, and I'm just excited to hear the band. And again, kind of a dance setting. You know, there's kind of a bar, and there's some tables and chairs, so you can kind of hang back and have the concert or the listening experience. But it's about getting out there and grooving, and Landry Seafood's doing some food, and we're featuring some local beers and stuff. So.
Well, that sounds like it should be a great time. Like I said, Art Walk is this Saturday, so you know, a lot of people will be downtown.
Stroll on down.
You know, don't do it like your mama said. Your mama said, like, don't go play by the railroad tracks, but we're going to have Doucet and the gang playing by the railroad tracks this Saturday night. Getting back to Michael, this is one great record, and there's so many different things that we can hit from it. You were telling me about this tune that Mitch does on it. What's this, the song?
It's called Creole Jig. Yeah, Mitch. You know, Mitchell's always doing something. Whether he's looking for Bigfoot or he's playing with GarageBand. That, you know. So he came up with this riff, and it's so cool. And so he did it, and just a riff, and he says, write some words with me. So this was the kind of record. I wrote the words to Karen Crow in the studio, and I wrote the words for this in the studio. and which is kind of different for us because I like the kind of a, like a Los Lobos approach. You just get there and you see what really moves you, and you just put it together. I mean, we've been doing this long enough, and because I don't do a craft kind of thing. I'm not writing this for popular music or for anybody to listen to or win a Grammy or any of that kind of stuff. The thing is, it's the music speaks for itself. So the words and the lyrics intertwine with the lyrics and of the music, actually, and sort of the tempo and the cadence of the music. So it kind of is a nice marriage. So I think it came out great.
Well, let's check it out. This is Le Jig Creole.
Thank you.
Yeah. Man, I tell you what, listen to that. That is the perfect connection from Bamako to Karen Crow. That song says it all. That tune does it all, man. That states it. I mean, that sounds like the one-string fiddles out of Mali that you hear in so many recordings. And, yeah, Mitch definitely picked up the feel of that and as well as yourself. Who came up with the lick? Was that your lick or was that Mitch's?
No, that's Mitch's. Wow. Mitch's came out. He played bass and fiddle on that.
Wow.
And it was just fun. It's just moved me. It was one of the kind of songs that's like not like any other kind of songs. So that's the direction we're going.
Well, it's definitely a good direction. And how are people responding to this on the dance floor?
They're digging it, man. I mean, they're, you know, mashing their heads on this song, you know. But I mean, it's like we play all over the place. And I mean, songs like one of those songs from Haiti, I found, you know, there was a whole thing. I was doing research on a lot of Creole music because a lot of Creoles who were here pre-Civil War in Louisiana were great artists. I mean, and they're writers. And there was a Creole language that was written, et cetera, et cetera. And after the Civil Wars, Jim Crow law, so they all left. A lot of them left, went back to France and went to Cuba, some went to Haiti, Martinique, etc. And I found a song that was written back in 1856 that was called La Douceur. And I found about three Cajun songs or Creole songs within that one song. So, I mean, it's just finding the roots again like that. And, you know, and the more you find the roots, you realize what you're doing. You know, it's like it's an affirmation of what you're doing because we've always, you know, we never just stuck to two steps and waltzes, although we love them. I mean, we can do that. But that wasn't the point of that. That's the point. You know, we were the first bands to record ballads, first bands, I mean, to have a woman in the band, first ones to record Dennis McGee songs, first ones to do an Amadeo Arduino song. You know, it's all this stuff that we did years ago, you know, and that's accepted now.
Right.
Which it wasn't then. So, I mean, we're always like the underground, you know. And I just got a note from my cousin. And thank you very much, because we were underground back then when we first started playing at Zachary's.
Yeah, Zachary just phoned in and let us know he was digging it.
Yeah,
and congratulations on the brand
new record. Scott boys, man, you know. And if we're related through the Boudreaux, we would better than everything.
There you go. This record takes it all over the place. The one track I've definitely been hitting a lot and I want to hit next is your version of You Got to Move.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who did you get to do the background vocals on that? Tell us the story of hooking up with
those
ladies. They
were great. They were from Nashville, man. They're beautiful, beautiful women. I mean, you know.
Who are they?
They're anonymous. They told me to say they're anonymous.
Okay.
But they're really good. They actually, it's my sister. You listen to Clifton's music. I mean, what else is there? I mean, you listen to Clifton's music, and he picked a lot of blues songs. He always used to do even Buddy Guy songs and stuff like that. I just don't know why the Zydeco community didn't do that, or James Brown song, which is on there too. So, I mean, these are two of my favorite people. Uh-huh. Fred McDowell did this song, and a lot of other people did. Also Harry Oster, who was a teacher at LSU. He just left when I went there, but he's a great folklorist. He's the one who recorded Mamou in the 50s. He started the Louisiana Folklore Society, and he was a good friend of mine, he helped me a lot of stuff when I was kind of wondering where to go. He recorded Butch Cage doing this song, which is sort of my favorite version of this thing.
I've never heard Butch's version.
Yeah,
I'm sure
it's called Country Negro Jam Session, and that's the name of that record.
I have that record.
That's how old it is.
It's the Arjulia.
It's the Arjulia.
Okay, I've got that. I need to listen to this again.
So the point about this one is that we need to do gospel songs, you know? And so this is our gospel song. And I just translated it. And in fact, I did it on the stage. We're playing at Tipitina's and we just jamming and probably, you know, just jamming and just translated on the stage. And it worked. You know, when something like that just falls into place, it works. So that's the thing. It's an homage to sort of Clifton and sort of a spiritual growth and spiritualness that happens in Louisiana that's non-denominational.
Yeah. Sapo Gruyere.
To move.
Hallelujah.
New version by Beausoleil avec Michael Doucet. Yeah, Michael, I love the way you wrap up that one, man. You get just. and we were talking about the Stones version, of course. You know, that's the version, of course, that I was first introduced to this song to back in the day. And yeah, we're just talking, during the break, we've been talking about the new Rolling Stones documentary and just the tour and all that. Speaking of that, man, it's too bad that you should pop up at one of those Chicago concerts. And
I'll just call Keith, man.
Yeah, call him and say, let me play fiddle on this one. You pull this one out into the repertoire. Well, the new album From Bamako to Karen Crow is out on Compass Records. And again, Beausoleil will be performing this Saturday night, 8 o'clock at the Feed and Seed, right down by the railroad tracks, downtown Lafayette. And a concert that should be a great time for all. We're talking. Let's get to another track from this. I wanted to talk about the. We're talking about Bamako earlier. Let's talk about Karen Crow, the song Karen Crow.
Okay. Well, like I said, it's like a love triangle. And basic story is there's two people in love, Bonaventure and Josephine, and another rascal. And the rascal kind of guy, you know, is it during the Civil War, and he goes off to war. So they said, well, you better go find him. So Bonaventure just you know, leaves and goes and ends up fighting and stuff like that. Well, the rascal comes back and he says Bonaventure got killed. So he courts Josephine and finally gets married. And 3 days later, Bonaventure shows up. So it's like a moral dilemma. And so they're doing their last waltz together, and from the shadows comes a knife, and intended to stab Bonaventure, and it stabs Josephine, so the blood runs in the streets of Karen Crow.
La belle Josephine, oui, la reine des bayous, entre d'espérer le retour de Bonaventure. Entre les temps tout seul et not est arrivé, il a volé le cœur de la belle Josephine. Comme Bonaventure a revenu de son retour, se dirige aux opines et elle lui dit, oh mon amour, j'ai marié et à toi je n'ai pas longtemps pensé. Musique.
Karen Crow, from the album From Bamako to Karen Crow, Michael Doucet, Beau Soleil, here on the Medicine Ball Caravan. And yeah, that's a great tune, man. This is a fine album. You've been getting good responses to this?
Yes, especially in Ireland.
Yeah, you said it was been getting played in Ireland.
Yeah, we got a couple of gigs in Ireland for 2 years. I mean, it's funny. So, yeah, it's doing good. I mean, you know, people, you know, they try to overanalyze it. It's just what it is. You know, I don't want it to be like that Rolling Stone review I read years ago. Oh, another great Richard Thompson record. You know, it's like that's not it. Yeah, we know what we do. We have a certain style of doing it, but we're always growing and creating. And so, I mean, I have to say thanks to everybody in the group. You know, David and Billy and Tommy and Mitch, of course, and Bill Bennett just helped out a whole lot, and playing bass too. And so it's just and it's just been fun. And you for playing the record. And so it's been great.
Well, it's easy to play a great record. So I and especially a song that lasts a few minutes, you know, like the one I'm going to go out with in just a few minutes, because, you know, it gives me a chance to go out and get some coffee.
That's why we did it.
While I'm grooving. No, it's a great, great record. So once again, Beau Soleil, the new album From Bamako to Karen Crow, is out. And I guess this is the first big gig we've had since its release. And Todd Mouton is with us, and we're going to talk about this. Tell us the skinny on this live in Louisiana performance.
Yeah,
Saturday.
It's a co-production with Feed and Seed Saturday night. I know that a lot of folks may not know about the Feed and Seed. It's a great venue. It's actually very easy to find, very easy to get to. It's safe, it's comfortable, it's friendly, and but it's right across the tracks. It's the old Broussard Feed and Seed. It's built almost 100 years ago. Architecturally, just a great honky-tonk. So it's going to be a fado dough, and 8 o'clock Saturday night, we've got advanced tickets at liveinlouisiana.com. You can get them online. They're a little cheaper, and we're going to have the record for sale and for signing, and two sets of music. There'll be food, full bar, secure parking. You know, just people are concerned, where is it? How do I get there? And it's a little tricky. You got to go into the underpass, hang a left, whatever. But, you know, Beau Soleil is worth seeking out and searching for, and they'll be pretty easy to find once they crank up around 8:15 Saturday night.
I'm certainly will. Do we want to mention anything else? Did you?
Well, it's just this is the first. We had a little fun. We did got to work together on Crawfish Boil for Begno Manufacturing back in April, but that was a big shindig. But this is a concert, and I think also, you know, we've done Q&A and seated, and this is going to be dance with the bar. I was laughing though. I think maybe we should do a little Q&A with Bill Bennett for the first time ever, because he's as you mentioned, he's a big part of this, and of course he'll be doing the live mix, so it'll sound fantastic in there. And I think that's a really cool thing too. Bill's in the picture now, so to speak.
He's a lawyer in residence, and just for everybody who's listening to Cecil's show, which I always love. When we're selling records and you want to buy a records, and you can go up to Mitch Reed, and if you say Cecil, Dorothy Rocks, you get $5 off of that CD purchase.
Cecil, Dorothy Rocks. This reminds me of that scene in Death Proof. Quentin Tarantino's Death Proof, where the DJ, if you walk out, you get a lap dance or something. You won't get
a lap
dance.
No, I can't promise that.
but we'll give you a discount on the CD.
There's been weirder things.
So if you heard that and you remember, because we're not going to repeat it, if you heard that.
Code words.
Go up to Mitch and spread that. Well, Michael, thanks so much. Todd, thanks so much for coming by. We're looking forward to the show this Saturday. We're going to go out with the song Bamako.
And Cecil, thanks for your great work and the work you did on Festival International. It sounded great. Keep it up.
Oh, well, man, appreciate you listening, man. I was so surprised. Michael texts me once in a while I'm in an airport listening to you, which floors me, the fact that you're in an airport. Like, let me just get on my iPhone and check out what Cecil's doing. But, yeah, appreciate that so much, man. But anyway, yeah, this is one more track from Bamako to Karen Crow with Mitch Reed's great bass opening. You're listening to The Caravan here on KRVS Lafayette Lake Charles. Thanks, Michael.
Thank you, Cecil.
David LaFlamme and the group It's a Beautiful Day from the album Marrying Maiden.
Ready? I'm
going to close out with some more Beausoleil.
1, 2, 3, 4.
This is Bessie's Blues from the album From Bamako to Karen Crow. Medicine Ball Caravan was produced live in Cypress Lake Studios here on the campus of UL Lafayette. I'm Cecil Doyle. Thanks for tuning in. Come on back. We'll do it again tomorrow.